By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Viewers of Madani Channel, please repeat after me. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabi Allah wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Nurullah. MashaAllah. What a great way to start our day by reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If that doesn't enable us to rise and shine, then what will? So please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Paak. There are many blessings in reciting Durood-e Paak. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who recites Durood-e Paak upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Might seem like a lot, 1,000 Durood-e Paak a day, but before every namaz, 100, after every namaz, 100, times that by 5 and you've completed the 1,000 Durood-e Paak. And in this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will not die until you see your place, so you have a place ready for you in paradise, inshaAllah azawajal. So please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Paak, inshaAllah. You're watching Rise and Shine today, inshaAllah. And we now have the Talawat of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
یا ایہا الناس اتقوا ربکم الذی خلقکم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء.
اے لوگو اپنے رب سے ڈرو جس نے تمہیں ایک جان سے پیدا کیا اور اسی میں سے اس کا جوڑا بنایا اور ان دونوں سے بہت سے مرد و عورت پھیلا دیئے.
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا.
اور اللہ سے ڈرو جس کے نام پر مانگتے ہو اور رشتوں کا لحاظ رکھو، بے شک اللہ ہر وقت تمہیں دیکھ رہا ہے.
وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَىٰ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ.
اور یتیموں کو ان کے مال دو اور سترے کے بدلے گندا نہ لو.
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ.
اور ان کے مال اپنے مالوں میں ملا کر نہ کھا جاؤ.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا.
بے شک یہ بڑا گناہ ہے.
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ.
اور اگر تمہیں اندیشہ ہو کہ یتیم لڑکیوں میں انصاف نہ کرو گے تو نکاح میں لاؤ جو عورتیں تمہیں خوش آئیں، دو دو اور تین تین اور چار چار.
فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ.
پھر اگر ڈرو کہ دو بیبیوں کو برابر نہ رکھ سکو گے تو ایک ہی کرو یا کنیزیں جن کے تم مالک ہو.
ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا.
یہ اس سے زیادہ قریب ہے کہ تم سے ظلم نہ ہو.
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً.
اور عورتوں کو ان کے مہر خوشی سے دو.
فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَن شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَّرِيئًا.
پھر اگر وہ اپنے دل کی خوشی سے مہر میں سے تمہیں کچھ دے دیں تو اسے کھاؤ رچتا پچتا، یعنی خوشگوار اور مزے سے.
وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا.
اور بے عقلوں کو ان کے مال نہ دو جو تمہارے پاس ہیں جن کو اللہ نے تمہاری بسر اوقات کیا ہے، اور انہیں اس میں سے کھلاؤ اور پہناؤ اور ان سے اچھی بات کہو.
وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ،
اور یتیموں کو آزماتے رہو یہاں تک کہ جب وہ نکاح کے قابل ہوں.
فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ،
تو اگر تم ان کی سمجھ ٹھیک دیکھو تو ان کے مال انہیں سپرد کر دو.
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَن يَكْبَرُوا،
اور انہیں نہ کھاؤ حد سے بڑھ کر اور اس جلدی میں کہ کہیں بڑے نہ ہو جائیں.
وَمَن كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ وَمَن كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ،
اور جسے حاجت نہ ہو وہ بچتا رہے، اور جو حاجت مند ہو وہ بقدرے مناسب کھائے.
فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا،
پھر جب تم ان کے مال انہیں سپرد کرو تو ان پر گواہ کر لو اور اللہ کافی ہے حساب لینے کو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اکبر. What a beautiful tilawat to start our days and wake up us in the morning. So we've recited Durud-e Pak, we've listened to the tilawat, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we make a habit of reading the Holy Quran on a daily basis. Now we're going to inshallah listen to aklam inshallah Azza wa Jalla. So stay tuned to us. We've not introduced the topic yet, so please stay tuned with us. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، صلی علی شفیعنا، صلی
بہبو بو بو ہے
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, we're going to talk about today the importance of knowledge, because that is why we're here. We're here to teach, to pass on knowledge and acquire the knowledge of the deen. But why? Why do we want to acquire this knowledge? Why do we want to pass on this knowledge? I'll give you a few ayats of the Quran and then inshallah, hopefully this will explain itself. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran that Allah has testified that there is none worthy of worship but Him. And so did the angels and those of knowledge, i.e. the ulama, whilst maintaining justice. The father of Allah Hazrat, Alama Maulana Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, with regards to this particular ayat, he states that this ayat proves three virtues of knowledge. Number one, first it is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned ulama, i.e. the scholars, with Himself and the angels. Secondly, ulama are also made the witness of His oneness, just like the angels. And the witness has also been considered as proof of Him being the Lord Almighty. Thirdly, Allah Azza wa Jal considered these ulama witnesses to be authentic like that of the angels. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah will raise the ranks of the excellent believers amongst you and those who have been given knowledge. So it's very, very important that we have these scholars, and in this particular one, we're talking about the scholars. And these scholars that we have are basically, they're like a golden chain. You know, the chain that is golden chain that is passed down from generation to generation and acquiring the knowledge. But it's also farz upon us. You know, we're not, you know, knowledge is not just a hobby. Knowledge is not something like you do because you want to acquire that knowledge. But certain knowledge is farz upon us. When you become a certain age, then it's farz upon you to know the knowledge of wuzu, to know the knowledge of salah, to know the knowledge of ghusl. Later on in your life, when you decide to get married, it's farz upon you to acquire that knowledge. You have a business, it's farz upon you to acquire that knowledge. But unfortunately, when it comes to this knowledge of the deen, we take it very lightheartedly. We don't give knowledge of the deen its importance. And we think to ourselves, oh, we learnt it, tick in the box, I don't have to do anymore. You know, when I was seven, I learned how to perform ghusl, okay, done. When I was nine, I learned how to do wuzu, I learned how to do namaz, I learned how to read the Quran, done. Allahu Akbar, but it's not as simple as that. You need to maintain that knowledge. That knowledge needs to be maintained. Because what happens if you don't maintain that knowledge, you lose that knowledge. And I'll give you an example. You have a new car, yeah? You just bought a sports car or an executive car or a very expensive car. You spent a lot of money on it, £50,000, £60,000, you know, and you've done that. Now what happens is every 6 months, every 10,000 miles, every 20,000 miles, every 12 months, what do you do? You send that car to the garage for a service. And the aim of the service is so that that car can be maintained, that car can be checked, the quality of that car can be made sure. And if there's any small problems with that car, then straight away them problems are rectified before it becomes a bigger problem. You do that with your car, but you service it every 6 months, every 12 months, every 10,000 miles. And every year you have a service, an annual service, and you get a fitness check on your car as well. But what about your knowledge? Have you checked your knowledge to make sure it's still intact? Have you checked your knowledge to make sure that you're still doing these things? Just to give you an example, and it's sad this is, that when it comes to ghusl, to purify yourself, to purify your whole body, we are taught this when we were young. But now I've met so many people, unfortunately, that have forgot how to perform the ghusl. I remember in one of the booklets of Imam al-Sunnah, he was talking that he mentioned an incident where some brothers were on a Madri Kafla in Sindh, I believe. And they were sat in a masjid and they were teaching the ghusl. And there was a person in the corner, maybe 60, 65, and he started crying, listening to these brothers. And the reason why he was crying was he'd realized that he'd never performed the ghusl properly. And he was crying even more because he was saying to the brothers that all my life I've been doing salah, I've been reading the Quran, but you know, I've done it in a state of impurity. Just recently I went on a Madni Kafla and I met some people there. And somebody said to me, and he was 40 plus, and he said, you know, he was listening to us and he said, I don't know how to perform the ghusl, I've just realized. And he said, I'm pretty sure that my wife doesn't know how to perform the ghusl as well. And they'd been married for nearly 20 years and for 20 years they did not know how to perform the ghusl. I mean, this is something so basic. And I pray to Allah that we learn this. And you need to acquire this knowledge. We're now going to go to a reminder of the day, inshallah. So stay tuned to Madri channel, inshallah. Stay tuned with us. And inshallah, we'll continue this discussion about how the importance of knowledge. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful, the most kind, the master of the day of judgment, has prepared the eternal everlasting blessings of Jannah for believers and his obedient bondmen in the hereafter. We need to understand for whom are these magnificent blessings of Jannah are destined. Those believers who continue carrying out virtuous deeds throughout their lives have received the glad tidings of Jannah, as it is stated in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 124 and Juz number 5. Translation from the glorious Kunzul Iman: whoever does virtuous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim will admit to paradise and they will not be wronged a bit. Commentating on the blessed ayah, Alama Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh has stated, whichever human, man or woman, if he or she does good deeds according to his or her ability and is a true believer with correct belief, then he or she would be rewarded with the entry into Jannah after the Day of Judgment. The level of Jannah that one would get will be according to one's deeds. No one will be oppressed, even to a slightest bit. As one who deserves a higher level, his level is reduced and is granted a lower level without any reason. Such injustice will not take place at all. My sweet viewers of Mandi Channel, look how merciful our Lord is. Look how kind Allah Azza wa Jal is. He gave us Islam. He gave us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us how to love our Creator. But remember, it says in the Holy Quran, ones that believe and do good works will be admitted to Jannah. We believe, we say we believe, we admit we believe. But do we do any good works? If we are Muslims and we do good work, then we will enter Jannah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Do we read our salah? This is good work, because it's farz. Do we pay zakat? Do we fast in the month of Ramadan? Do we go to Hajj if we can afford it? These are the faraid that we need to be, that need to be done. But extra work is the thing that will take us to Jannah. Things like reading Nawafil, reading Tahajjud, going on Madni Dora, doing Halkas at Fajr time, going and doing Dars in the Masjid, doing Chok Dars, filling out our Madni Namat, going on Kafla, reading the Quran daily, and being nice with people, not backbiting, not hurting anyone's feeling, not lying, not committing any kind of sin. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, if we can do this, then inshallah azza wa jal, our Lord will be pleased with us and we will inshallah by His grace and the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will enter Jannah.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madinah, it is narrated that Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala stated that the blessed scholars will be 700 times higher in rank than the ordinary believers, and there is a distance of 500 years between every two ranks. And here we're talking about those scholars, and how can you become a scholar? Is it possible to become a scholar? How do you become a scholar? Alhamdulillah, here in the UK, in South Africa, in Pakistan, in Canada, in India, in America, and possibly in many other countries as well, we have Jamiatul Madina. We have what is called a Jamiatul Madina. What is a Jamiatul Madina? Jamiatul Madina are those institutes that have been created by Dawat Islami, where students will go in there, and after 6 years for the brothers and 5 years for the sisters, inshallah azza wa jal, they'll graduate as Islamic scholars. And these Islamic scholars are very, very important to us in the current age. And every environment, I believe that every city, every household needs a scholar. And the reason being is that as times are changing, problems we are facing, these scholars give us the solutions to the problems that we have. And when a scholar speaks, trust me, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you. Now, when Shahbaz Madani is speaking to you, you can see a huge difference. That, mashallah, he is a scholar and I'm just a student, and I pray to Allah that a day comes that I can have the knowledge of the likes of Shahbaz Madani and all the other fellow scholars as well. So it's very, very important. But at the same time, not all of us have the time, not all of us have the ability maybe to go and give 6 years of our life. But at the same time, you can still continue to acquire the knowledge. There are online courses where you can acquire the knowledge of the deen. And there is so much reward in continuously, you know, like upgrading yourself continuously. You know, they say that people that you upgrade, you start with a small house and you get a bigger house and a better house and this and that, and you're upgrading yourself. In the same way, your knowledge, you need to constantly upgrade it. Not only maintain it, like I mentioned before, but upgrade that knowledge as well. Increase that knowledge as well. And if you get that thirst of knowledge, then you realize its rewards. And even just leaving your house and going somewhere, going to a Dawat Islami Ishtama, going on a Madani Kafla, traveling on that Kafla, coming back, the reward is such great. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who's left his house in the pursuit of Islamic knowledge, he is in the path of Allah azza wa jal until he returns. That is the reward, that even from the moment you leave your home, yeah, you might be traveling to the weekly ijtima, it might be half an hour away, it might be 40 minutes away, and you travel for 40 minutes and you're in the ijtima for an hour, and then you travel 40 minutes back, and you think, well, I acquired the knowledge of the deen for 1 hour. No. 40 minutes plus 40 minutes plus 1 hour, you are in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you'll be rewarded as such. So, you know, we need to utilize our time properly. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the one who learns one or two or three or four or five sentences in regards to the faraiz of Allah Azza wa Jalla, memorizes them properly and then teaches them to the people, he will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. Just before the break, we learned about the three faraiz of ghusl. Now, if you learn them, if you teach them to others, pass that on to others, inshallah, then you will gain so much knowledge. And that is just these 2 minutes of learning. Just for 2 minutes, we taught the three faraiz of ghusl. Just think, if you come to the weekly ijtimas, just think if you watch the Madani channel on a daily basis, just think if you travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in a Madani kafla, just think if you go online and do the Dawat Islami courses, how much knowledge you will acquire, and how much knowledge you'll be in a position where you can pass on to others as well. And so the benefits are great. If only we understand this. You know, when you talk about money, people look for opportunities to earn extra money. But when it comes to reward, why does our mindset not come there? We need to have this mindset that when Allah Azza wa Jal blesses us with an opportunity to acquire the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to acquire entrance into paradise, to acquire so much reward, why do we take a step back? But when it comes to money, we run forward. But when it comes to the blessings, we take a step back. And that is something that we need to reflect on. And if you reflect on that, and if you understand that, you'll understand the seriousness, the importance of acquiring the knowledge of the deen. You'll understand the importance of acquiring the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You'll understand the importance of acquiring that knowledge in which you can achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. In another hadith of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect people on the day of judgment. Then he will separate the ulama, Allahu Akbar. And he will say to them, O group of the ulama, I know you, Allahu Akbar. That's why I blessed you with knowledge from myself. And I did not give you that knowledge so that I will inflict you with punishment. Go, I have forgiven you, Allahu Akbar. Fortunate are those people that have acquired the knowledge of the deen. Fortunate are those people that are the ulama ikram. You know, Allahu Akbar. When you hear these hadiths that these people on the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive them and say, enter into paradise. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate are those people with the rest of us? Rest of us, what will our abode be? What will happen to us? And on that day, I feel that on that day, we will all cry and wish that we had acquired the knowledge of the deen. 6 years of our life, 7 years of our life, 5 years of our life, and as a result of them efforts, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, go, I have forgiven you. Go, I have forgiven you. Enter into paradise. Allahu Akbar. We study 4 years. We study 5 years. We acquire a degree. We specialize. We do all these studies so that we can have a good life here for 30, 40 years. And is it really a good life? Were you working day and night, doing all them extra hours and overtime and responsibility and stress and all these sort of things? And then when you retire a few years later, you pass away. But if you acquire the knowledge of the deen, pass on that knowledge, then inshaAllah the benefits are there. But there's a problem. There's a problem. The problem is that people think, you know, if I acquire the knowledge of the deen, I'm going to starve. If I make my son an alim, how is he going to manage? If I make my daughter an alima, how is she going to manage? Isn't it better that I make them a doctor, a lawyer, a barrister? Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself, he who's on the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, do you think Allah Azza wa Jal will not provide sustenance for that person? Allah Azza wa Jal will not look after that person? Allahu Akbar. Without doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal will provide sustenance for that person. And it said that sustenance will be provided from that person from places that he would never have imagined it would come. So remove this shaitanic thought from you, this shaitanic whisper that, look, you know, my child is this. And the other thing that happens is, you've got three children, three sons, four sons, and you look at your children. He's clever. He's, mashallah, very, very clever. He's intellectual, you know, he's sharp. The fourth one is not very clever. So what we do, we'll make this one a doctor, we'll make this one a lawyer. This one here, he's very clever, he's sharp. What we'll do is we'll make him a businessman. But this one, let's send him to the madrasa. Yeah. Nowhere else for him to go. Let's send him to the madrasa. What do you mean, nowhere else for him to go? Why did you not send these? Why did you not send these three people to acquire the knowledge of the deen? I'm not saying don't send him. Send him. Send him as well. But when you have a choice to make and you need to choose one person to enter this path of knowledge, choose your best child to enter that path of knowledge. Because that child, what he will achieve for you, Allahu Akbar, if only you knew. You know, these children, the doctor, the lawyer, the businessman, yes, they may have bank balances of £1 million, £2 million. They may have a £3 million flat somewhere around the world. But this child, if he acquires the knowledge of the deen, when you enter your dark and lonely grave, all of these three, they will not benefit you in the same way that this child benefits you. This child will benefit you in that dark and lonely grave. This child will benefit you as you're crossing that bridge of Sirat. This child will benefit you on the day of the day. So please, you know, take the importance of the knowledge of the deen and get your children and put instill inside them. You know, gosh, that our children say to us, Dad, I want to become an alim. Yeah? And alhamdulillah, we are seeing that now. You know, we go to people's houses and we sit down with the children and we say, Beta, what do you want to be when I grow up? And they'll say, I want to become an alim. There was one child, literally 2 years old. Yeah. And, you know, if you ask him anything, I want to become an alim. I want to become an alim. I want to become an alim. And alhamdulillah, it's so beautiful. But where has he got that mindset from? He's got that mindset from the parents. The parents are instilling this love of the deen inside them, the love of the knowledge, the importance of the alim, that from a young age, even at the age of two, he has his mindset that this is what I want to do. What a great mindset this is. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we can all develop this mindset. And if we cannot become alims, then at least we can acquire the knowledge that is for us upon us. Viewers of Madri Channel, we now have the daily hadith of the day, so please stay tuned and watch the daily hadith of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, I will be sharing a hadith in regards to a beautiful sunnah, narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ سَلَاةِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, had I not found it difficult upon my ummah, I would have instructed, I would have commanded them that they use the miswak for every salah. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, from this hadith we can understand how much importance and emphasis has been made upon using the miswak. Alongside there being many hygienical and medical benefits of using the miswak, the greatest virtue of using the miswak, of course, is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the miswak, it pleases the Rahman and it displeases the shaitan. Using the miswak, it graces an individual with the presence, with the company of the angels. And through using the miswak, one is able to elevate his status in Jannah. Also, the miswak aids a person in the pangs of death. And the salah which is performed after using the miswak, its reward is also multiplied by 70. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, why don't you also make the intention to use the miswak? Now, how do we use the miswak? When do we use the miswak? To learn about all these manners and many other Madani pearls in regards to miswak, I encourage you to read the booklet written by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah entitled Blessings of Miswak, which can be purchased at your nearest Maktabatul Madina, or alternatively you can download it on the website of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of being able to make use of this beautiful miswak and ultimately act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masha Allah, Azza wa Jalla, we've been blessed, mashallah. We've now got our guest online. Before the program, we had a group where we discuss what we're going to talk about and who's going to come online. And mashallah, I was told that it's Maulana Imran Shabrati from South Africa. Maulana Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Khalid Bhai and the viewers of Madani Channel, I hope you are keeping well. Khalid Bhai and the viewers of Madani Channel are keeping well.
MashaAllah. One thing that Maulana Sahab, well, I'm calling him Maulana Sahab, Maulana Sahab mentioned during the break was that, Khalid Bhai, I'm not a Maulana. I am a student in Jamiatul Madina and do dua that I complete my studies. And MashaAllah, he's a Mubalik in Dawat Islami as well, and he's given a lot of his time and his services to Dawat Islami in South Africa. And we're going to quickly ask him about, you know, the Jamiatul Madinas in South Africa as well and the importance of acquiring knowledge. And I pray that Maulana Sahab can bless us with some Madani pearls. Maulana Sahab.
MashaAllah, the topic is very, very relevant to us now more than ever before. As Khalid Bhai mentioned, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I am a student of Deen studying via Jamiatul Madina online. And this is another platform of Dawat Islami. That why I'm sharing this is practical example is Alhamdulillah, I'm also an accountant by profession, which necessarily means that my daytime is spent as a professional accountant. But such is the mahal of Dawat Islami and such is the tarbiyat of our elders and our Buzurgani Deen that they have inspired us, despite my age of being 50, to register in Jamiatul Madina online and do the Dars-e-Nizami course. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Dawat Islami has beautiful platform, has not left any platform vacant for the acquisition of Islamic knowledge.
Jazakallah, Mulana Sahab, Jazakallah. We're coming to the end of our program now. And you know, I was listening to what you were saying there and you've inspired me. And the reason why is that, you know, mashallah, the first thing you said at the beginning was your age. And that age, I'm a similar age to you. I'm a little bit older than you. I don't want to disclose my age. I'm 53. And when I heard that you were 50 years of age and mashallah, you're acquiring the knowledge of the deen, it inspired me that, you know, look, Khalid Bhai, you're not too old. You're going to acquire the knowledge of the deen. And I think that should inspire all of our viewers that we should try and acquire the knowledge of the deen. Imran Bhai, mashallah, thank you very much for your time, inshallah. We're coming to the end of the program now, so we're just going to finish. So I'd just like to give you salam and jazakallah. Mullah Saad, thank you for your time, inshallah. I didn't hope to see you soon. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.